Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's Dealer On webinar, 10 Key Texting Techniques That'll Drive Results. My name is Eliana Raggio, and I'll be your moderator today. And today's webinar is being presented by Dealer On. For anyone who isn't familiar with Dealer On, well, we're an award-winning website development company and digital agency, and we're best known for our amazing customer service, our awesome search engine optimization, and the highest converting website designs in the industry, including the brand new Chameleon Responsive Website platform. We're so committed to lead conversion, optimization, and customer service that Dealer On is still the only company brave enough in the industry to offer a money-back lead guarantee program. Does your website company guarantee you a 50% lift in leads or your money back? Maybe you should check us out at our gorgeous brand new Dealer On website at DealerOn.com. Hey, I also want to let you know that Dealer On is going to be exhibiting and presenting at the upcoming Digital Dealer Convention in Orlando next week. So if you're going to be there, stop by our booth 401 and say hi. We've got a great booth. And while you're getting your Digital Dealer On, please check out the speaking sessions from these Dealer On executives. Remember, it's booth 401. I'll be there, and I can't wait to see you there.
Hey, Mike needs to grow a beard.
Let him know when I see him next. And if you needed yet another reason to stop by booth 401 while you're in Orlando, well, guess what? We're going to be giving away passes to attend the party of the conference. That's right. Dealer On is going to be hosting the very best party on Wednesday night at Mango's Tropical Cafe at 9 p.m. You're not going to want to miss it. So if you think you're ready to party with the big boys, then stop by booth 401 and pick up your complimentary pass. And we have an awesome show in store for you today. We're very pleased to have Jerry Thibeault returning as our Dealer On presenter today. Jerry Thibeault is the CEO and founder of Phone Ninjas, Recon Ninjas, and Talk Options. His three companies are focused on helping dealers achieve greater success. Jerry started his automotive career as a salesperson in 1985 and often sold 30 vehicles per month. In 2002, Jerry decided to become a consultant helping dealers improve phone and internet skills. That led to the creation of Phone Ninjas in 2010. Phone Ninjas has become a multi-million dollar business serving over 400 dealerships across North America. Talk Options and Recon Ninjas are his two most recent companies, and they're on pace to surpass the success of Phone Ninjas. Jerry's mission is to provide clients with great products at a reasonable price while offering outstanding service. He can be reached at jerry@phoneninjas.com. Now, during the presentation, if you have any questions, please use the question feature located on the corner of your screen to submit them. At the end of the presentation, we'll answer those questions of general interest. If we're unable to get to your question live, we're going to try to respond by email later today. Also, don't forget, a link to download a copy of this webinar recording will also be emailed to you later today for your reference, so please feel free to share it with your friends and colleagues. Oh, and guess what? Our good friends at Talk Options, they're giving away an awesome prize today. But you know what? I'm just going to make you wait it out. You have to be on the live broadcast to hear about it, so stay tuned. All shall be revealed during the show. Also, at the conclusion of this webinar, you're going to receive a short survey. Fill it out. We're always looking for great feedback from you, our valued audience. We're going to randomly select a couple of people from all those completed surveys to also win some Google prizes. And hey, do you tweet much? We hope you do. We'd love to see what you have to say about today's presentation, so please tag us in it. You can use hashtag DealerOnWebby. I'm at Eliana Raggio. You can also hit up Jerry Thibeault at Jerry Thibeault. We look forward to seeing what you're saying. So let's get started with the 10 key texting techniques that are going to drive results. Jerry Thibeault, you know I love having you on my show. How you doing, big man?
I'm doing great, and I love being on your show, Eliana. You're so much fun.
I leave
your shows all high on life.
You know, I love it. Oh, Jerry, I'm so excited for this. You know, we do not do, I think this might be the first time or maybe the second time we've even mentioned texting in our broadcast. And we do webinars every week, and we hit a lot of subjects, but texting is just not one of them that a lot of people are brave enough to talk about. So I'm so glad you're here today to talk to us about it and giving us the right way to do things. So I know you have a lot to get to. Take it away. Where do we start?
And Eliana, you know, it's amazing. Texting's been around for a while now, and yet businesses haven't really, you know, adapted to it and started using it much in their business. And it can be used for so many different things, as we're going to share in this session today. And in case you didn't get the memo, 80% of all American adults are now texting. So You know, people are out there on their phones. It's amazing. I was at the car dealership the other day getting my oil changed, and everybody in the service department, what are they on? They're on their cell phones, looking at their cell phones. Well, so it's with us all the time.
I was going to say, there's not a day that goes by that I don't text. I dare say I'm not in the minority on that. I mean, texting is a normal part of everyday communication now.
And then the cool thing is, you know, the open rates on text messages are really high, 98% versus 20% for email. So you got a much better chance of being heard via text than you do an email. And the response rate is much higher because it's so easy to respond to a text. It's 45% versus 6% for email. So if you want to have more success, texting is definitely the way to go. 90% of all text messages are read in under 3 minutes. Whereas for email, it's about a 90-minute response rate, or before they even read the email. So, you know, and it's 90-second response for sending something back and 90 minutes for email. So, hey, I'd rather have a quicker text than waiting for that email to come in. More facts here. The average adult spends a total of 23 hours a week texting. I know some people that spend a lot more than that. That's almost a full day of texting. On average, Americans exchange twice as many texts as they do calls, so they're more popular than actually picking up the phone and calling people. You know, because we can have so many different multiple conversations going with multiple people, whereas on the phone, usually you're just talking to one person. 10% of text messages are spam as opposed to 65% for email. So that's the nice thing about text messaging is spam hasn't really become a problem, and it probably won't become much of a problem because of the texting laws that are out there and the bad things that can happen to you if you are sending spam. And let's talk about texting laws. This can get very expensive for a business that does this wrong. We're talking of fines from $500 to $1,500 per incident.
What? So,
yeah, there's been some big litigation out there, millions and millions of dollars. Papa John's, I think Lithia had an issue where they got sued. And let me tell you, there are attorneys out there that's looking for these opportunities to do a class action lawsuit. And the statute of limitations is actually 4 years. So things that people did 3 years ago, 4 years ago, they still apply and they can go back and get you for that. You know, the big thing is that TCPA is really geared towards the auto dialers, the companies that are like taking blocks of phone numbers and mass messaging people all at once with one stroke of a key. Those are the ones that the government's really going after, the lawyers are going after. So the one-offs aren't as bad. And when this whole law came out, there was a lot of confusion. People didn't know what they could do. And I've read every inch of this, and it is very confusing. It's hard to understand what you can and can't do. And when I built Talk Options, I've actually probably spent about $30,000 in attorney fees because I went to more than one law firm. I went to several different law firms, and I got each of them to help me define what we could and what we couldn't do. And just this last summer, there was some clarification that was sent out about texting, because everybody thinks that you have to have written consent. Well, you actually don't have to have written consent for a single program text that you're going to send as a one-off. However, you do have to have the customer has to request the text from you. They have to say, yes, please send me some information. Send this to me on my cell phone. So they can do it verbally, and then when you actually text that, it's got to be what they're asking for. You can't add any additional marketing or advertising information to that text. You've got to keep it to what the customer is looking for. So the customer submitted an internet need to your dealership, and you have the appropriate boxes in there saying, I agree to receive text messages, emails, or phone calls from such and such company, you've covered yourself and you're able to send that customer a text. So I don't think you can't do that. And dealerships should protect themselves. On every form that's in the dealership where they're working with customers, whether it's a negotiation sheet, a buyer's order, a repair order, there should be language included on that form that says you agreed to receive phone calls, emails, or text messages from ABC Motors. And of course, you know, I'm no a lawyer, but you know, one of the bad things that I'm seeing happen out there is dealership employees sending text messages to customers from their personal cell phones. Should not be happening, because if a customer wants to opt out of that, you need to have software that will opt out if the customer says, hey, I don't want to be contacted anymore. Okay. When you're doing it from an employee cell phone, that's not good. And so how do you protect yourself? Well, in your form submission, you can see down here we have, by clicking submit, I agree to privacy policy and anti-spam policy in terms of use. I understand that no consent to texting or calling is required to a purchase of a product or service. Text stop to cancel, text help for help, message and data rates must may apply. So this is something that you should have on a lot of your forms where people are submitting information. And then, of course, your first message back to the customer, you know, thank you for messaging ABC Motors. A member of our staff will be in touch shortly. You must have this in there. Text stop to cancel, text help for help, message data rates may apply. That needs to be in the initial first text that you send to a customer. All texts that happen after that don't require that. You do have to send it that one time. And, of course, you know, if you're going to get your business into texting, you should talk to your legal counsel and get yourself compliant and make sure that they approve everything you're doing. So don't take what I'm telling you here for granted. I mean, it's I do know the law. I've investigated it. I've hired enough attorneys. But you should do the same for your business as well. And there's a good chance that your attorney might not even know the texting laws, and they might have to put you in touch with somebody else. So let's talk about 10 great ways that we can actually use text messaging to grow our business. So one of the things that we should be doing, we should be making it easy for customers to reach out to us. So you can see on this website, I have a widget over on the side where the customer can choose to either call, text, email, chat, or leave a review. Let's make it easy for our customers to communicate with us. And, you know, some people aren't going to want to chat with you. They're going to prefer a phone call. But let's give people the option to choose how they want to communicate with you. So at the end of the show, I'll show you how you can get this widget and put it on your website. And when you do advertising, keep in mind that you're using call tracking numbers. You should be using call tracking numbers that are textable as well, so that when you advertise, you're going to say, please call or text us at, and you provide that phone number. You can also put these buttons on your vehicle display pages. And, you know, underneath each vehicle, you can have a question, text us, which may lead to you getting more text messages. So make it easy for people to choose to text you, because a lot of people prefer the text than phone. You know, especially if they're calling and they're getting voicemail, or they have to wait on hold for a while. Sometimes it's more convenient for people to text you. So that's the second method. I love surveys, surveying customers, because it allows us an opportunity to fix broken processes in our business. And when we send out a survey to a customer, if it's lengthy and time-consuming, you're going to get a very low return rate on those surveys. So why not send out a survey in a text message? And you can build these as templates. Thank you for bringing your BMW up for service today. We appreciate your loyalty as a customer. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the best, how satisfied were you with your recent visit? Well, hopefully you're going to get a lot of 10s. If you did not get a 10, let's say somebody said, I'd give it a 7, I would reply with, I'm really sorry that we didn't get a 10. What could we have done better to have earned a 10 from you? And let your customers tell you in a text message what they felt went wrong with the visit to your business. And this can be done for sales or service.
I am so curious. Yeah, I'm so curious about this. When you do this kind of survey, like, where does that information go? Does it go right into your CRM? Does it, I mean,
so
that is a great idea.
Yeah, so when the people in our texting tool at Talk Options, it comes back as a text. I mean, you send it out from the system, and it comes back in our system, and you can reply to them through our system. But we can also funnel them to the CRM as well. And, you know, the cool thing about this is it doesn't take the customer but, you know, a few words. I mean, they could simply just write back 10, and, you know, hey, that's a happy customer. That person's, matter of fact, when you survey people on a scale of 1 to 10, the 8s, 9s, and 10s are usually going to come back and do business with you. People that are between a 5, 6, 7, those people may come back to you, but they're not necessarily going to refer their friends to you. And the people who are 5 or less, you might as well kiss them goodbye unless you can, satisfy them with a good reply and make whatever that situation was better. And then you can see we have another one here for the service department as well. We appreciate the opportunity. You're in business on a scale of 1 to 10, with them being best. How happy with your visit? And you can put this one from the dealership's general manager. You can put it from the service manager. You can put, whatever you want, whoever you want. And you'd be surprised at how many people will respond to these messages and give you a number. And to me, when you get a bad review, hey, it's an opportunity to fix a broken process in the dealership. That's how we grow our businesses, make our businesses better. When we find out customers, they can tell us how to be a better business if we listen to them. Hi. Let's text our service customers. So we have installed new tires on your M6 and your vehicle is ready for pickup. We are here until 6 p.m. Please call or text with any questions. Thank you. You know, one of my biggest gripes that I have with dealerships is when I bring my vehicle in and they say, okay, it should be ready around 1 o'clock, or maybe it'll be ready in a couple hours. We'll give you a call or we'll call you, to tell you how much it's going to be. Well, then half the day goes by and I don't hear from anybody. And this happens to me all the time. If people even know what I live in, and I eventually have to turn around and call the dealership and go, hey, what's going on with my car? And we listen to a lot of phone calls at Phone Ninjas, and we know that the bulk of all the calls that are coming in around lunchtime are people calling to check on what's going on with their car and service. So if the dealership's service advisors were more preemptive in messaging their customers with this information, it's going to prevent a lot of those phone calls that are coming in around lunchtime. So make it easier on yourself. Let's send the customer a text message as soon as you have some information on their vehicle. And, when the customer comes in to drop their car off, let's ask them, would you prefer I call you or text you? I guarantee you a lot of people are going to say, text me. You can even send something like this. Your vehicle is going to need new brakes. The total is going to be $372.50. If you'd like us to proceed with the work, please reply yes. And here's a video of the mechanic reviewing the work needed. We can actually, I'll show the audience how to make that little video here in a minute. But the mechanic can actually take his cell phone and make a little video and insert that right into the text message so that the customer can see what's going on with their car. So another great way to use texting. How about when we're closed on Sundays, or for those of you that aren't closed on Sundays, I'm sorry. But at some point you're closed at your dealership, why not hang these tags on your used cars on the front lot, or even on new cars that are in front, and say, text us for pricing. You can make it a little bit more fancy for this. You can even say, call or text us for pricing. And, see how many people are going to respond to those. Because there's a lot of people that like to go shop at a dealership when you're closed. If I was a salesperson, I'd say, call or text Jerry for pricing. I'd put my name on it, hang it in there. Of course, other salespeople wouldn't like that, but nobody's doing it. Hey, why not? So I always love it when I go to a business and I see a plaque on the wall somewhere where customers congregate, and it's something like this. Your satisfaction is our number one commitment here at ABC BMW. If you have any questions or suggestions, I welcome your comments, and it comes directly from the owner. So the owner's name is here, and then it says text me, and there's a number there. And if I'm an owner of a business, I would much prefer to get text messages than phone calls. So I can look at those text messages and reply to them. And if I want, I can pick up the phone and call that customer. So give people the opportunity to give you feedback. And a lot of times those people are going to be in your dealership or in your business when they do that. And if it's something, you know, that I can fix right away, hey, I'm going to step out of my office and I'm going to go talk to that customer, introduce myself, and imagine the impression you make on that customer when you, the owner, take a moment to come out and please a customer. So at dealerships, this should be front and center in the service department and the sales department. You know, I would put this anywhere. Maybe it's even right by the cashier where people are cashing out.
But I encourage I got to tell you, that's a really good one. Because if I'm really being honest, thinking about it, and I'm, you know, I've never worked at a dealership. I always make that clear. But I am the ultimate consumer. And if I'm sitting there and I can have either an email to email the owner with my feedback or a text, I would totally text. 100%. Yeah, I would text over an email.
And let me tell you, you know, it's not all going to be negative. Yes, the bulk of what comes to you is going to be negative. But there are going to be those people that say, hey, I just want to tell you, I had the best experience ever here at your business. And I wanted to thank you because Eliana, she was awesome. She took great care of me.
Yeah,
you know, so you're going to get compliments as long as, along with those negative comments that come in as well.
By the way, David wrote in, he said, is that the owner's actual cell number? Like, would you actually?
No. So that is a number that would come into the system. So I will show the audience how they can provision a texting number a little later.
Ooh.
And that would go into the software program. And that would then get routed to somebody in the dealership. We could route it to the owner. We could route it to the BDC. We could route it to whoever we want to route it to.
Oh, my God. That is so cool. Great question, David. Yeah. Thank you. Keep those questions coming, audience.
Yeah, we don't want to give out the owner's individual personalized cell number.
We don't want to do that? All right.
All right. Let's continue on. So part certification. You know, when somebody orders a part that's not at the dealership, would you like us to call you or would you like us to text you when that part comes in? The brake pads you've ordered for your BMW have arrived. Let us know when you'd like to pick them up and have them installed. Thanks. So let's notify people when their parts have arrived. Appointment reminders. So the one on the left, wanted to remind you of a quick text reminding you of your service appointment tomorrow. Also, now this is a really cool little part, Eliana. Also, our used car manager is looking for quality 3 Series for our lot, and we are paying top dollar. If you would be interested in getting your car appraised while here tomorrow, please reply yes. John, service advisor. And I've got a dealership doing this, and they send this out to every one of their service customers one day before their service appointment. And you'd be amazed at how many people want to get their car appraised and are interested in possibly buying a new car. So let's plant that seed one day ahead of time and watch and see how many yeses you get. And, hey, that's an opportunity to sell another car. And then we take in that car, and it goes out on our front used car line. What better car to have on our used car lot than one that's been serviced in our dealership? So this is a great way to get those people thinking about trading their car in. Thank you for calling our dealership. So let's say somebody called in with a phone up. You know, we can send them a text reminder. Looking forward to showing you the BMW 6 Series you saw on our website. I'll have the car sitting up front and ready for you to drive tomorrow at 3:15. Please make sure you ask for Jerry Tebow, which means that when they come in, if they forget who you are, they can pull up the text message and go, oh, yeah, I want to talk to Jerry. This way you don't get yourself skated, because I can't tell you how many times people walk into the dealership and they go, yeah, I talked to somebody on the phone the other day, but can't remember who it was. Well, that salesperson standing in front of them is not going to go out of their way to figure out who you are. So make sure you sell your name to your customers. Asking for a referral. You know, the number one reason we don't get referrals is because we don't ask for them.
Mm.
You should be asking for referrals. So what better way to do it than sending them a quick text message? We wanted to thank you for once again for purchasing a 6 Series for me here at ABC BMW. I get most of my business from happy customers like yourself. With that said, can you please think of one person you know who is ready for a new vehicle and forward their contact information from your cell phone? I'll take great care of them, and when they purchase, I'll be sending you a gift card to your favorite restaurant. And then, of course, that person can choose to forward a contact right from their phone. You know, when people ask me for referrals, I automatically just give them to Joe Webb. And, you know, Joe Webb wonders why his phone rings all the time. It's because I'm always giving people referrals to Joe Webb. All right. Dealership texting solutions, informational message. So let's assume that a customer, we've all had this call. A customer goes, hey, I'm having a problem. I can't figure out how to program my garage door opener in my car, or I can't figure out how to work my navigation. Well, we can have a series of little instructional videos already built. You can send something like this out. I'll show you another one here in a little bit. I'm sorry you're experiencing issues with programming your garage door opener. I've made a video to help you with the process. Please call me if you have any questions. So now they have their cell phone, and they can watch that video right from their cell phone while they're sitting in the car. And, you know, if it doesn't work, then they can always text us and ask more questions. But make those videos once for all those questions that you're getting after people leave the dealership. And, you know, you'll have them ready to send out. It'll be really easy. So before we ask the expert, I'm going to take everybody out of the presentation here. And we're going to go to
We're going live.
All right, so we're going to show, here's some really cool things that you, here's another really cool thing that you can do with text. We know that when you attach a video to an email, the conversion rate is very high. You know, people, they don't, typically don't trust car salespeople. They don't know what we're all about. But if they can see us and hear us and realize, hey, that guy doesn't look all that bad, well, they're more likely to do business with us. So imagine we did something like this. And then we say attach video. We say record from our webcam. And there I am. My office. I am now recording a live message, and I say to the customer, hey, thank you very much for calling me today. I really appreciate the opportunity to help you with purchasing a new automobile. I just wanted to send you a quick message so you can see what I look like, and I'm looking forward to seeing you later today when you come in. I'm going to have that car ready to show you, and I guarantee you're going to get a great deal here at ABC Motors. So I'm done with my video. It's going to upload my video to my computer. And it's going to give me a little preview, so if I don't like it, I can always review. I can re-record it if I want. Otherwise, I hit accept, and then I say attach video, and then I send that message to the customer. And when they get that, they click on that, and a little video player shows up right on their phone, and they can watch that video just like that. Another really cool thing that we can do is we can... I'm going to have to log back in here in a sec. All right, cool. So we can also send these things I call little mobile landing pages for a cell phone. So I made one a little while ago just to kind of give an idea of what we can do. And I called it a Jerry demo. So imagine a customer said, hey, I was having a problem. I'm having a problem with my car. I can't figure this out. Here is some help. Please click the link. So I send that out. I send a send message. Well, the customer gets that on their cell phone, and they click that, and it comes up as a little mobile optimized web page for their cell phone. We can have our header in there. I put a little video in this one, but this could be a little self-help video on my friend Byron Hash there. A little self-help video on how to program the garage door opener or how to, change the oil. It can be whatever we want. And then you can put these little buttons, embedded buttons, that when they click on it, it'll bring them to whatever it says. It'll bring them to the site. or it'll bring them, you can say anything you want here and have it link to things. Schedule service. You can do, please give us a review. If we click on call Jerry, it's going to populate my phone number and their cell phone. So these are cool little buttons that we can send people.
How many buttons can you put there? Is there a limit?
You can have unlimited, as many as you want, whatever you can think of. You can have a send me a referral button, and it brings them to a little landing page where they can plug somebody's information in. You can do all sorts of different things with those buttons.
I got to tell you, I am really shocked that you can do this much with texting, honestly.
Yeah, so here's where I built that little right here. So you can see here's where I embedded the header and I embedded the little video player there. I could have wrote a message in here if I wanted to. I could have added some text to that. And then here's where I build these menu items. So I could say add a new menu item. I could say, call my assistant, and then I put her phone number in there. So you can do anything you want. I could embed a video information link. So you can create as many of those as you want. And they come out really cool when you open them up on the cell phone. If I wanted to send somebody a text message, we can send them a text message. If I have a template built, we can use a template that we have built. And if somebody chooses to type stop, they opt out and we can no longer text them. Unless they come back and send us another text, then we can reply to it. But once they send type stop, it's no longer to allow us to message them. So that is how you can use texting in your business. And there are other ways as well. Matter of fact, why don't you ask the audience, Eliana, if anybody's doing anything different with texting. I know I've thought of other things. I just can't think of them right this moment. But I guarantee you there's some people out there in the audience that are doing things that we didn't talk about today. Let's see if anybody's got anything unique that they're doing.
Other than the ones you've already pointed out? Oh, my goodness. I'd be surprised, because you came up with some really amazing ones. Audience, if you got something else that you're doing with texting, tell the crowd. We'd love to know. By the way, we've already gotten in a number of people from David and Andy and Allison. They all say that whole thing that you just showed them was very, very cool. Oh, my gosh, I didn't know you could do that. I'm with them. I had no idea you could do that much.
Let's open it up to questions, and if somebody has something they're doing, we can share that in between questions.
Okay, just so you know, audience, if you haven't gotten in your question yet for Jerry, or to let us know what you're using texting for at your dealership, send those bad boys in. We're going to get to them right now. But before we do that, well, guess what? It's that time. If you missed it at the beginning of the webinar, I announced that our good friends over at Talk Options, they're giving away an awesome prize today on the webinar. The great news is that you guys are all winners. That's right. Our good friends at Talk Options, they're giving all attendees today a free 1 month of Talk Options for your dealership to try out. Oh.
And Eliana, I'm feeling so generous today. I'm going to actually give them a month and a half.
6 weeks, baby, 6 weeks. All right, let me write that down.
So until the end of February. And if they want to try out Talk Options for free for the next 45 days, all they need to do is go to talkoptions.com. And when they're on the website, there is of course, they can contact us with the widget over here. They can sign up now. Simply sign up now. They fill that out, agree to our terms, and then once they click on that, they will be texted with their user and login information. It's that easy to create an account. And then once in the system, they need to go through settings and set up company, departments, roles, users, numbers. They set up their widget. They can put their call to actions on their inventory pages. And then they can create lead tags, customer tags, mobile app, menu items, templates. They can schedule future things. And if they choose to stay on after the 45 days, they'll need to come in here and put their billing and payment information in. If they have any questions about the setup process, they can certainly basically come right to the tool here and message or call us or text us, and we'll be glad to walk them through. But it's a very easy setup process. Once you click into each of these, you should be able to figure it out. If you can't, you can just call us. And then once you have built your widget, you grab the code and you give that code to your website provider, and they can put that on there. And if you don't want to use our chat tool, if you're using another chat vendor, you can go ahead and say which chat vendor it is, and their chat box will pop up instead of our chat box. If you want to use a third-party review site, you can say custom URL, and then they can say Dealer Rater or Cars.com, Yelp, whatever they want, Google Reviews, and just link it right to that page where people can leave reviews for them. And let's say they want to turn chat off. They don't want the chat button. They can simply turn that off. They can choose to move these around and reorder them. They can recolor them. They can choose to put it on the left or bottom right of their website. On mobile, it always appears at the very bottom.
Wow.
All right, so what do we have for questions, Eliana?
Well, first, let me tell you, I got a slew of people who wrote in saying, wow, awesome, sweet, that's great, woohoo, so generous. So I got to tell you, thank you so much. For everyone who's wondering, so the deal is 45 days/6 weeks, whichever one you want to go by. This prize is going to be valued at $300. For 1 month, it's $200. So you can guess for a month and a half would be $300. And we really have to thank our good friends over at Talk Options. This was really incredibly generous. Thank you so much. People are going to be loving this. I think they're signing up right now, actually, while we're still on the show. So get that stuff in. We do have a number of questions that came in specifically about the prize, but let's go in order because we do have some questions that came in first.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay, first question came to you from Ken. Ken says, how do we know that the text has been read or opened? Hey, does the software tell you that, Jerry?
Yeah, so let me go back to the software here. And so when a text message comes into the system, it's going to appear here as a new lead. And what I do is I click on it, and then I claim the lead. So it's first come, first serve. When you put all your people in here, so on your settings, you put your users in, and what you do is you choose, how do I want to notify my users when a new lead comes in? So we can send them a text message or an email, and then we click on new lead. Somebody replies to a lead, click the call, chat, email us. That way they get notified on their cell phone anytime a lead comes in. And then it's basically everybody will be notified at once, and then whoever gets here and claims that lead can then work in that lead, and it will appear under my leads. We can also go look at all leads there. So hopefully that answered this question.
Thank you so much, Ken. Great question. Okay, lots more questions to get to. Your next question. Oh, well, this one's kind of for me. This one's from Keith. He says, will we get a copy of the PowerPoint slides after this webcast? Keith, and for all of you just like Keith, the PowerPoint slides are actually sitting in the handouts section of your GoToWebinar interface. So click on that handout section, and you'll see there's one handout in there, and you can download that immediately. Also, later on today, you're going to be getting a link to the recording of this webcast. So look out for that in a little bit, in a few hours. Okay, next question comes from Tony. He says, are you suggesting texting prices back on Sunday? If you have blue laws in your state, are you allowed to do that?
So that would be a question for legal counsel in your state. But hey, if customers are texting me on Sunday and I'm paying attention to the system, why wouldn't I, reply to the customer on a Sunday? Salespeople can access this app right from their cell phone as well and reply to that customer and start a dialogue. And maybe they just choose to, send them a message that says, hey, we're closed today, but I'll be in the office tomorrow and I'll certainly get you that price. And one other thing I want to mention, Eliana, because I know we probably have some salespeople on here. Folks, before you dive into this and start using this, please get permission from your owner or your general manager. If they want a full-blown demo on the tool, I'll be glad to give them one. But make sure you get permission before you just start doing this at your dealership. I don't want any GMs or owners calling me and saying, hey, why did you let my salespeople do this? You know, so please get permission.
That sounds prudent, actually. Tony, great question. Tony actually came up with another question right after that. He says, I have one other question about all these texts. If I understand it correctly, sending these texts is only permitted if the customer authorizes the dealership to send texts. Is that correct?
Correct. So that can be verbal or written. Or if, you know, like I said before, if you put on your forms, you know, I agree to receive text messages, calls, emails from said dealership, you know, you've protected yourself. You know, one of the reasons why dealerships don't get text messages is because they don't make it easy for people to text them. So have a texting tool on your website. When you do advertisements, they should say, please call or text us at this number. And one of the problems with most dealerships is they have call tracking numbers, but those call tracking numbers are not currently textable. So when you do get call tracking numbers, let's make them textable numbers and let's advertise those numbers. You can also, believe it or not, you can also have your landline text enable as well. I believe there's a company on here called ZipWhip. One of their reps is here, I believe, on the webinar. Did you get him his information, Eliana?
I did, Mike Vandenbos.
Yeah, so I don't know if he's on the session or not, but ZipWhip can actually, and if he's on, please correct me, Mike, I'm pretty sure ZipWhip can convert your landline into a text-enabled number. And you'd be surprised at how many customers are actually texting your landline, and then they get the message, this is a landline. Because what's happening is salespeople will call the customer from the landline, and then the customer will go, who was this? You know, so they feel like it's easier to text to find out who called them than to call back. So you'd be surprised at how many texts are coming into landlines.
Interesting. Okay. Mike was on, but he had to hop off. But excellent point. Thank you so much. Okay. Tony, thank you for the great questions. Your next question, Jerry, comes from Tenarius. He says, this is a great question. I have a personal phone, and my company provides me with a work phone. Our CRM is eLeads, and they also have a text option to the customer. The thing about it is I can only view the full text message from the CRM at my desk, but I can obviously get the entire text on my cell phone anytime. How would you handle that situation? Suggestions?
You know, I really don't know the eLead tool that well, so I'm probably not qualified to answer that question. But like I said earlier, you don't want to reply to that text from your own cell phone number. It should be going through the texting tool and eLeads.
Right. But then if he does it through the texting tool and eLeads, then he has to get that message over at his desk instead of just conveniently getting it on his phone.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously a feature enhancement that eLeads could build. I mean, our tool, you can log into the system right from your cell phone, and you can reply from your cell phone. So, I guess it's just a feature product. And like I said earlier, you know, everything that happens in our system can be forwarded to a CRM system. So if I look at my Phone Ninjas, when a lead comes in, you know, I can forward it to an ADF email address, or I can forward it to actual email as well. So.
Oh, you know what? That's a great question. Because after you told everyone about your giveaway, which, again, is extremely generous, we had a number of people like Kimberly who said, does this integrate with CRMs? And how does this integrate with CRMs? Is there any CRMs that it doesn't integrate with?
Yeah, so basically, most CRMs are able to take an ADF lead format, and we provide that. You know, right in here, you basically, provide your ADF. By the way, you can set up different departments. You can have sales, service, parts, and those leads will then go to the appropriate people.
Oh, my gosh, that's great.
So, yeah, so when we put in here, right here, where you put in your ADF lead email address, and then those leads, when they come into the system, will flow over to the CRM. And you can, in fact, choose to work those leads in the CRM if you wanted to. You know, so if they have their own texting feature, you could do it that way. But the key is getting that widget on your website so that people have the option to text you if they want, or, you know, putting it into your advertisements.
So this texting software will work with any CRM, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And if you, now you said you can access the system through your cell phone and reply from your own cell phone. If you do that, does that information also get saved to the CRM? Everything gets put to the CRM?
It's not replying from your cell phone cell. It's replying from the number that you provisioned. So
when you're
in our system, you basically would come in here and you would say, okay, hey, we're going to provision a new call tracking number. And so I say purchase a number. It's going to be a local number, 704. And I'm going to say, I'm going to name this, purchase it for phone number. So I say find available number. It goes out. Now I'm going to name this number. I might say this is my auto trader number, or this is the newspaper number. So you provision a call tracking number for every different type of advertisement that you're doing so you can track your ads.
Right.
Where is that number forward to? What message do we want them to hear? What's the whisper to the agent when the thing comes in? Is it for sales or service? And then we pick our number, and that's how easy it is. And then that number is an actual call tracking number. It can be called or it can be texted.
Oh, very cool. Okay, you're totally freaking me out with this. This is really, really cool. Okay, Chip, Dave, Anthony, Keith, oh my gosh, I hope I answered all your questions about CRMs. Let's move on. Okay, if you have further questions about CRMs and how this integrates, hey, let me know. All right, Tom wrote in, he wrote in a suggestion. He says texting to buy used cars from private sellers. That's what he uses texting for at his dealership.
Oh, so yeah, that's kind of cool. Go into the classifieds and look at the people who are selling their car. I mean, gosh, I could actually build a template real quick. You know, say come in here and say create a new template. And, you know, I build my template and then that template's right there. And then I start firing that thing off. I don't even have to type it out every time. I like that one.
All right. Thank you, Tom, for that great suggestion. All right. Next one is from Walter. Walter says, do you have any suggestions on what to type in the text to get customers to respond back initially? What's the first text you would send, Jer?
Well, you know, I guess it depends on what the customer's all about. Are they an internet lead? Are they, were they somebody, you know, I mean, it's basically like writing an email template. You know, you gotta add a value proposition statement. You gotta ask, you know, the best way to get a reply is by asking the question. You know, so I might say, do you have a trade? Please take a picture of your trade and attach it to this text. You know, stuff like that. Asking questions is what's going to get you a reply. And all too often, you know, I see people just providing information and not asking any questions. So the more questions you ask, the more likely you are to get a reply.
Well, I noticed that in the menu that you showed, there was something that said templates. Is that where they can store their own templates, or?
Yeah. So if I send a text message, I can go pick any templates that I've already built. So you don't have to type them out every time.
Oh my gosh, that is so cool. All right, Walter, great question. Thank you. John wrote in, Jerry, is your chat tool responsive? Our current chat tool won't work correctly with our dealer on responsive website. That's not true, Jerry, right?
I don't know what their chat vendor is, but basically, you know, when you choose chat, so if I say live chat, you know, I come in here, I pick a department, I say, Jerry. chat. And so then there's my chat right there. And so I can join the chat. And the cool thing about our chat is more than one person can join it. So managers could be jumping in. You know, 3 or 4 people jump into one chat and help a customer.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
So, you know, I can reply back. And then, you know, for some reason, it's not connecting over here. I think it's because I'm basically trying to chat with myself.
Oh, or it could be because you're on a webinar. I don't know.
Yeah, sometimes a webinar slows things down, yes. So, you know, it's, I don't know what chat company he's referring to, but sounds like he needs to get DealerOn support and that chat provider support online.
Yeah, he wrote back in and he said he has DealerTrack, and when he used it on mobile, it blocks menu items and DealerTrack can't move the widget around. So, you know what, John, we're going to look into that and see what happens with the chat, because it shouldn't be affected whatsoever by the responsive platform, but we'll try and find out, all right? Thank you so much for bringing that to our attention. I appreciate it. Okay, next question. I think we already answered this, but I will ask it again. It comes from Anthony. He says, does Talk Options integrate with eLead?
Yes, so we can forward leads to eLead.
Oh, excellent. Okay, next one. Nick wrote in, how does the phone number work? Do we need a new cell number?
So basically, like I said earlier, you basically come in here and you provision numbers. So for every department that you have, so you can see, I look at all my companies. So I have phone numbers for all my companies, basically sales and support. So you create a number for each one of these, and then that is a text-enabled, you know, number that can be called or texted. I can purchase more numbers for advertisements. You know, anytime you're going to spend money on an advertisement, you should always have its own individual call tracking number so that you can see how successful that ad was. Because you can't always rely on salespeople to ask, hey, how do you hear about us? So hopefully that answers this question.
That is awesome. Okay, Nick, thank you so much. Oh, and that, so I saw you put in, hey, find a number for me, but you can actually type in the numbers that you already own, right?
Well, no. So the numbers that you own, like a lot of current call tracking companies that people are using, mm-hmm. those numbers are just call tracking. They're not text-enabled.
Gotcha.
So you can use a company like Zipwhip to text-enable a number. Or chances are, you know, just go out and get a new number. You know, those numbers, you replace them on your website. You take them out of circulation. You probably want to keep those numbers for a little while to see if they get any calls. But once that number's not getting any more calls, you just say goodbye to it, and you get a new number that's text-enabled.
Gotcha. All right. Nick, thank you so much. If you have a follow-up question, let me know. We still have a ton of questions, Jerry, so settle and get comfortable, all right? All right. Andrew. Okay. Andrew wrote in, is it necessary to opt out at the end of the free trial, or will the service cease unless we indicate we want to continue? Oh, so he's talking about the giveaway.
They don't have to do anything. They can say, hey, we're not going to use it, delete my account. But once their 45 days is up, If they don't put their credit card information, it's going to shut off automatically.
Okay. All right. That sounds fair. Andrew, I hope that answers your question. Jennifer wrote in, what does Jerry suggest the best way to propagate text and call tracking numbers?
Like right through here. I mean, just basically, I guess I don't understand the question.
Well, I think she wants to know, okay, so now you have a call number and we have a text number. So you said, let's put it in the ads.
If I'm on the dealership's webpage, you know, let's go to Tampa Honda. So if I'm on their webpage, I might have something up here that says call or text us. If I'm looking at, you know, pre-owned specials, it should say here, call or text us somewhere in here. You know, if I click on a look at an actual vehicle, you know, if I click into this Chevrolet Cruze right here, it should say call sales now. It should say call or text us.
I love remember, it.
We can put those little widget buttons in here as well. So if we provide our code, this code, so you basically take this code and say, put this on all my vehicle description pages. So then there's going to be a, anyways, it'll be on the vehicle description page. I think I lost oh, there we go, right there. So there'd be a little button right here. They place where they want that button. So instead of saying request more information, so when you say request more information here, like I'm not even getting a form here. So that oh, there it goes, right there. So, you know, they're doing just the email. Wouldn't it be great if, you know, we had a way to say, okay, how would you like us to respond with that information? You want us to, you want to do a text, email, chat? And we let the consumer pick how they want to respond.
Oh, wow, that's really cool. Okay, Jennifer, if you have a follow-up question. Oh, wait, she says, question I answered mine long ago. Thank you, Jennifer. Yeah, I am. I'm going in order. It's the fairest way to do it. Okay, Joel wrote in, considering the open rate, do you feel that group texting / e-blast texting on opted-in customers is a good or smart idea in our business?
So I don't like it. To me, when I get unsolicited text messages on my phone, it just irritates the hell out of me, and I don't like it one bit. And that's the beauty of the text messaging. We don't see a lot of that, and that I will tell you that is the quickest way to get in trouble if you don't have an airtight system that has already – when you send out those messages, all those people have to be opted in. You have to have – written consent that they said it was okay to text them. And I guarantee you most dealerships don't have that in place today. I personally will never build mass messaging capabilities in my texting tool because I don't want people to get in trouble. And I believe that's the quickest way to get people to start opting out of texting you. I want to be able to have a one-on-one relationship with my customers via text. And if I abuse that privilege, I'm going to lose it.
Interesting. Okay. Joel, be careful. All right. Your next one, actually, this is a statement. This one comes in from Penny. Penny says, thanks so much for the free trial, Jerry. I was looking for a program. Penny, we wish you the best of luck with it. Thank you so much. All right. Andrew wrote in, also, are all these customizations done here at the dealership, or do you have reps that handle setting up our needs? So you kind of answered that for Andrew, but go ahead, do it again.
Yeah, so basically, I mean, they come in and they set the system up themselves by going through settings and just basically filling all this stuff out. And if they have, and I'm actually going to be making some videos that I'm going to place on each one of these tabs. I'm going to try and get them done tomorrow and over the weekend. So by Monday, there should be little videos on each one of these explaining how to set the thing up. But if somebody is computer savvy, they should be able to figure it out on their own. And if they have some questions, they're more than welcome to reach out to me, and if they go to the little tab over here and text us or call us or
live chat you.
Well, you know, I will say live chat is the hardest of all to get right because if you're not on it within, you know, 10 seconds, the people are usually gone. And, you know, I don't have like, you know, I have half a dozen salespeople. And sometimes they're all on webinars and stuff talking to customers. So they don't always get to the chat in a timely manner. So trust me when I tell you, call or text us or email us would be best.
Okay. Thank you so much for the question, Andrew. Okay. We still have a number of questions to get to. And I know it's the top of the hour, but if you stick with us, you're going to get your questions answered. Here we go. William has the next question. He says, the text function that we have only allows for very limited messages. Any tips on getting your message across in 160 characters?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, you've got to be asking questions, you know. And I will say, you know, even with 160 characters, which is a limitation on text, you know, you shouldn't take that many, you know, to do what you need to do. And like I said earlier, you know, hey, you have the ability to put a video in here. So when there's a link that they can click on and then watch a video, so we can see we've got some people signing up. So these people have signed up on the system already. Bob, how you doing, Bob?
Nice.
And so when you, you know, I can make Bob a little video right now. I can say.
Are you making
I mean, this is powerful right here. Videos are much stronger than words. Hey, Bob, thanks for signing up for Talk Options. I'm glad you're on the program. Is Bob still on the webinar?
Bob, are you still on the webinar?
So Bob just got that text from me. So he'll be loving that when he gets it. So video, you know, it's like, you know, you put something in here. Maybe you say, "Hi, Eliana, I made you, because text has its limitations, I made you a personalized video. Click on the link to watch it." And who's not going to click on that? Especially if you say, "I made you a VIP video with more information," they're going to click on that. And because we can do this from the cell phone, you can be out on the lot doing the walk around on a car, videoing that car from your cell phone and sending that to the customer. If you're in the service department, you can video what's wrong with somebody's car and text that back to them and say, "Hey, look right there. See, I'm pointing at it. That's the problem with your car. That's what's going to cost $3,000 to fix." You know, so it just becomes more powerful when you include a video.
I love it. I love it. Bob. Oh, Bob is still on the call. Hey, Bob. How you doing? I like that, Bob. Okay. We have a ton of questions still to get to. So thank you so much for that one, William. I appreciate it. Okay, next question comes to you from Tony again. He says, say the text comes in as a new lead. Can they come into the CRM such as HireGear? So you do,
yes.
You work with every CRM. Okay, great. Thank you so
yes.
much. Tony, thank you so much for that. Next one comes in from Chandra. Ooh, what a nice name. She says, the way I respond on Sundays is to gather more information from the customer, i.e. email address, to email in full, a full information packet, full name, etc. So that's what she does on Sundays with text messages that come in because she doesn't want to have to worry about blue laws.
All right.
All right. So thank you for that, Chandra. Kimberly says, will you be able to see the open rate of text messages?
So, you know, I don't believe. So that's a really good question. And right now, I don't know the answer to that question. I'm going to have to ask my programmer about that. I don't know if you can actually see if a text was open. But we could certainly, if somebody were to click on a link that we provided, we would be able to tell you the open rate to those links. And I don't believe I have a report for that, but that's something that I'll certainly create in the future. You know, I have a lot of great plans for this tool, and I'm going to make it even better. So, hey, that just gave me an idea of something I'm going to put into the system.
Okay.
Oh, yeah?
I'm here. All right, next question comes to you from Amanda. She says, is there an iPhone iPad app for text options?
So iPhone iPad, I don't know. You know, can you open this to our tool up on there? Absolutely, but I don't know if anything that exists for iPad, iPhone.
Okay. Amanda, we'll keep our eyes open for that, okay? Emily says, Emily says he'd probably use the eLead mobile app to read the text on his cell phone. Oh, gosh, Emily, this is from like 20 minutes ago. I think she was trying to help us out with a question for somebody else, for Tenarius, I believe. Emily, thank you so much for your assistance on that. I really, really appreciate it. Okay, next question from David. So you would need to use both Talk Options and the CRM?
You could use both. You could use one or the other. You know, because our product has so many more features to it, they might want to reply to text through our tool. You know, it's totally up to them, or they can reply to it through Elead. You know, the cool thing about our tool is the fact that it can put a widget on a website that helps get more leads. And that's why I built this, was I got tired of going to websites. And it's like, how do I reach out to these people? Why don't people have their contact information front and center? And, you know, and then you get the some websites where there's like a bunch of different boxes popping up. You know, we're starting to see, you know, chat with us, text with us boxes popping all up, and it just gets really annoying. So I decided I was going to build this and make one clean tool. And, you know, this one down here is for reviews. Obviously, you click on that, and it would, you know, pull the reviews up as a pop-up.
I like it. I like it. All right, David, you know I always love questions from you. Send me some more if you have any, okay? We're going to be closing out this show soon. We got a handful of questions to get to. Your next question comes from Andrew. He says, first text we send is, quote, we received a request online for a vehicle. Is that something you are interested in? Question mark, unquote. Something simple to simply get a reply and generate a conversation.
So I think I would like something I would like better. Hey, thank you for your inquiry on such and such vehicle. Great news, that vehicle is still here. Are you going to be looking to get top dollar from your trade? And when they reply yes, you know, I mean, now you've got a conversation going. But, you know, they wouldn't have sent the reply or the message in if they weren't interested. So confirm that you got their message, thank them, and then ask the question.
I love that line. Okay, thank you so much. Great question. Next one, and like I said, we only have a handful of questions, so if you didn't get your question in for Jerry, get it in now, because we're going to be closing up the show very, very shortly. Madison wrote in, do you have a phone app that employees can put on their personal cell phones to message from the app?
So we haven't actually made a mobile app for this yet. We will in the future. But this will open, it's a responsive website, so it'll open up on a cell phone, and you can actually log in from your cell phone, and it fits to your cell phone screen, and you can use the tool from your web browser on your cell phone.
Gotcha. Madison, thank you so much. Who knows, that app could be coming out any day now that you put the seed in Jerry's mind. All right.
It's been on my mind, trust me.
Okay. Next question comes to you from Sean. Sean says, can you initiate a text from the system, or do you have to send a text in before you can reply?
No, so we do have the ability to send out a text. Let me just get back in here. So right here, there's a button to send a text message.
Oh, cool.
And then you can basically type in the number. And so I can choose. And I can choose, you know, it's going to come from phoning to sales.
Gotcha. And if you have templates in your system, you can select which template you want to send to. That is so cool.
Yeah.
That is so cool. Okay, Sean says that button for send text is not visible.
It's right here. Can you see it, Elia?
I see it.
Yeah.
Sean, right back. Tell me.
Yeah, it was. So I had to go back into the phone ninjas.
Yeah.
To pull it up.
Oh, okay, got it. All right, Sean. Yeah. Thank you so much for pointing that out for us. Okay. Last few questions from Brandy. Oh, wait, Sean says, it's not on my screen under text. It doesn't allow me to pick a company.
Oh, okay, so, oh, good question. So Sean is one of the people that has signed up for Top Options. And what I need to do, so client companies, ask Sean what name of his, hang on a sec.
Sean, what's the name of your company, dude? So we can look it up. We're going to look it up live and fix this problem for you right now.
So,
Bomarito Mazda. Bomarito, man, right,
so
I love
what
you.
What I need to do is... people outgoing text messages.
So they signed up, but you still have to turn them on. Is that it?
Well, I have to give them that option.
Gotcha.
And generally, I like to really, before I turn that on for businesses, I like to tell them, hey, understand that you really need to be careful about sending those out unless you have permission from the customer. The customer has agreed to do that. So I just turned that on for those three dealerships that signed up.
Okay, Sean said, sweet, thank you, understood. Sean, good luck. We wish you the best of luck. You got 45 days to play around with this.
There's a good chance that they might be hearing from one of my salespeople since somebody in my system has since taken those leads.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell them who they're going to hear from here. They're going to hear from, oh, I took them actually. So I've got them.
Jerry knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, no, I actually, you know what? They're still in here. Nobody's taking them.
All right. All right, last handful of questions. Last few questions. Here we go. Brandy says, Jerry, how would you get written permission from the customer for texting? What's your best advice?
Remember, I mean, when they go on their website, if they text you first, that's written permission. So make it easy for them to choose to text you. And remember, like I said, all your forms, everything that the customer signs in the dealership needs to have a box that says, you agree to allow us to text, email, and call you, you know, from the dealership. And that will protect yourself. So they need to start looking at, you know, revisiting the forms if they're having customers sign.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Brandy, I hope that helps you out. Okay, Keith says, if we provision a number and assign it to a salesperson's personal smartphone, does this give them full capability to do all of this texting functionality?
All right, I'm sorry, I didn't catch the first part of that. So say again?
If we provision a number and assign it to a salesperson's personal smartphone, does this give them full capability to all of this texting functionality?
Yes. So when you provision phone numbers, you can set one up for each one of your salespeople, yes. And that phone number could just go directly to that person, that salesperson, and that would be their one number. So and then in the signature line, you could say, call or text me, and then that number is part of this system.
Ah, great. All right, Keith, thank you so much. And just from my personal standpoint, if something happens to that phone or that person, you can change that number, right? Or you still own that number, right?
Yeah, so the dealership owns that number and not the salesperson, so they could then take that number and assign it to somebody else.
Okay. All right, great. Keith, thank you so much for the great question. Okay, last couple ones that came in. Tim says, what do I need to do for this free trial again?
You go to talkoptions.com. You see that little sign up now button? Click on it. And then when you do that, you fill out that information, click the agree, sign up for Talk Options. You're going to get a text message with your login information. Then you come to Talk Options and you click on login and you type in your username and password. And then once you're in the system, you can come in here and change your password to something easier. Because the first one you get is a little messy, or it's tough. So change your password and go from there.
Right. And then you won't be charged for anything because you got it for 45 days and it'll just stop if you don't put in any of your billing information.
If they want to continue on, they come in here under billing and payment, and they say their payment method. And they add a credit card. And this is all secure.
Excellent. Okay. Last comment comes in from Tony. He says, I got to go, but that was one great webinar. Very informative and helpful. I'll be looking into this. Thanks to both of you. And with that, my dear friend Jerry Tebow, the original phone ninja, thank you so much. You are always a pleasure to have on the show. And today was absolutely no exception. You are brilliant. Thank you so much for bringing this to our attention.
Awesome. I had a blast, Eliana. I always appreciate your time and doing these webinars with you.
Thank you. The honor is mine. I look forward to our next webinar together. So keep me in mind sometime in Q2 or so. Let's get together soon. Okay, Jerry?
Yeah. Don't bother me too soon, Eliana.
Oh, come on now.
Several months before you reach out to me.
All right. I want to remind the audience a link to download a copy of this webinar recording is going to be emailed to you later today for your reference. Hey, Jerry, I need you to go back to the slide deck when you can. By the way, audience, if you have any more questions or you want to know any more information, seriously, you saw how cool Jerry is. He's one of the coolest guys out there in the automotive industry. So get a hold of him. His contact information is on the screen. He is an amazing person to talk to and one of the great leaders, thinkers in our automotive industry. So he's a great person to talk to. All right. I want to remind the audience, we recorded this for you. We're going to be sending you that link later today. It's also going to be posted online within 24 hours. Just check out dealeron.com/webinars, and from there you can view our upcoming webinar schedule too, or you can access any of our past webinars. And at the conclusion of this webinar, you're going to get a short survey, so fill it out because we're always looking for great feedback. We want to know what you thought of today's presentation, so please let us know. It's 6 short questions. We really want to know if you enjoyed our texting webinar today. So please fill that out, and we're going to randomly select a couple of people from all those completed surveys to also win some Google prizes. And invitations will be going. Oh, I want to let everyone know DealerOn's going to be exhibiting and presenting at the upcoming Digital Dealer Convention in Orlando. If you're going to be there, please come see me. I'm going to be at booth 401. I'd love to say hi to you. And while you're there, check out our speaking sessions from these amazing DealerOn executives. And as if you needed another reason to stop by booth 401, we're having a party. That's right. It's going to be Wednesday night at Mango's Tropical Cafe at 9 p.m. So stop by booth 401 and pick up your complimentary pass. We will see you there. And invitations will be going out tomorrow for our next DealerOn webinar, how to make emails that get maximum results. So just like some of you might have had problems figuring out how to write text, I know a lot of you have issues with how to write the perfect email that gets opened. That's all right. Every dealership can benefit from a robust and effective email marketing strategy. After all, when properly executed, emails can generate sales and nurture relationships with your existing customers. They can also
quickly... And after today's webinar, that's like the perfect webinar to follow this one up.
I love it. I know. And these guys are great. They've been on before talking about emails. Let me tell you, these guys are email experts, right down to how many links you should put in, what you should put in the subject line. This is a great webinar for you guys. And I think it's going to be great. Also might help you out a little bit with your texting strategy too, with just the right thing to say. You know what I mean? So anyway, what we want you to do is we want you to come to next Thursday's webinar. These guys know how to make awesome emails to get open, read, and responded to in a way that puts more money in your pocket. They're ready to share their valuable techniques with you. In this thrilling one-hour webinar, they're going to discuss proven strategies, best practices, and they're also going to provide attendees with a number of actionable takeaways for various email marketing initiatives. Attendees will learn how to effectively design emails for mobile while looking at a number of highly successful campaigns specifically for dealerships. This first-of-its-kind presentation is also going to cover best practices for creating responsive emails that are optimized for mobile devices. So if you're ready to discover how to make emails that get maximum results, you can't afford to miss this awesome presentation, so register now. And don't forget, DealerOn's weekly webinars are every Thursday at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific. My name is Eliana Raggio. I love hearing from you. So track me down online, Facebook, Twitter, Google+. I'm on all the automotive social networks. Or just email me directly at eliana@dealeron.com. Thank you all so very much for spending this time with us today. And I hope to see you all on another webinar in DealerOn's continuing education.